He hanged himself. I guess he had the strength to end his life after all. I wish I had. I wonder, where is the monster who grazed at this bondage hobby? The world was overcrowded with his pleasures. Pale, boyish skin on each of them. Black leather and phobias. Where did he hang himself? In this house? Upstairs? There was a camera connected to the PC. The internet modem was still working and connected. A layer of pain under weeks old dust. Two external hard drives. He made a whole profession out of this. I woke up the PC. Sudden rumbling noises from inside of the PC woke up the fears and echoes. Vomited the dust and dirt. Dead insects. Rats became quiet and left the battlefield alone. Everything was filled with noise once again, making this less noisy part of the basement loud like the rest of it. The PC surprisingly worked. No password would have fooled. I wiped the coat of dust off the screen to see the vivid background. Hundreds of icons and folders. The network was reconnecting. The browser was open. I constantly asked myself and wondered if he still might be here somewhere. It's odd to leave the house and all the technology on. But then again, circumstances are such that everybody would run or commit suicide. He probably disappeared, drunk like always. I maximized the window of the browser to see the familiar body trapped in a digital erotic window. Images to induce thousands of ejaculations at the other side of the network. I had no power or will to browse through his history. It was clear that his income came from his son's pain. There were other boys on that site too, in a familiar environment. Cold erotic galleries and videos for the world to pay so they can feel the astral pleasure. Hundreds of pale bodies, forced to enjoy themselves in a themed play of pain and leather. My blood started to flow faster, waking myself from years of stillness. I felt pleasure, a drug-related fix of every problem. Astral numbness and easing with energetic overflow. It felt like I just took some meth. It ended when I felt a rat stroking my leg. A wake-up call to a place similar to home, but I can't call it home. I never had a place to call home. Folders invited me to explore more flesh when head explosions reminded me of the past. I can't feel any pleasure. My senses are dry. I deleted everything, every trace of pain. I used the PC to charge my phone. I stared at a blank background while it charged. Flashbacks of nights of surfing the unknown to escape the reality in a world of short rests. I browsed again, checking the yesterdays for any irrelevant news. There were no news or contacts. Everyone forgot me. It's why I'm always followed. It was the same at Second Void as it was last time I checked on my phone. The same old boredom and letters as left 4 years ago to be read by nobody. Nothing will help me stay. I deleted everything to reflect my inner state. An empty sheet that waits to be burned, erased. I have enough sanity just for some last letters. Not like someone will ever read them.